परम शांति। तुम्हें वो स्वभाव वॉज टॉकिंग अबाउट ऑब्जर्विंग प्योरिटी इन वन बर्थ टू बिकम द मास्टर ऑफ द वर्ल्ड फॉर 21 बर्थ्स। So we know the advantage of renunciation at this time. We had to renounce the vices for half of this birth, but we receive fruit for 21 births. So if we see our fortune that we received through this renunciation, we wouldn't hesitate to observe disciplines. Because Baba's disciplines, sometimes people find it difficult. They say, your jnana is good, your life is good, but difficult for us to observe. And especially, those who don't want to renounce their bad habits, they'll say, I rather smoke and drink than meditate. But we are doing all these things because we know it's going to help us a lot in this birth as well as in future. Now, yoga will help us to renounce our unwanted habits and impurity. Jnana helps us to know what's wrong. But if we know what's wrong and we still keep on doing, we feel heavy. So it's good to not only know what we have to renounce, but we have to make determined effort to renounce them. So we need to keep our chart. So writing the chart is the best way to know how far I have renounced my weaknesses and vices and unwanted habits. So the first thing Baba says, remain soul conscious. As we know, body consciousness is the root of all vices. So how do I know whether I am body conscious or soul conscious? I think we need to know signs of soul consciousness and body consciousness. Now, when I'm soul conscious, I'm naturally peaceful. Then I love myself, I accept myself as I am. Because we know that with jnana and yoga I will transform myself. Because if I don't have self-esteem, then naturally I will seek praise and appreciation from others. So with soul consciousness, I accept myself. I am introvert. I am focused. When we are soul conscious, we are giving to others. We are generous. When we are body conscious, we are demanding respect, demanding pity for ourselves. So rather than when we are body conscious, rather than introvert, we are extrovert, looking here and there and what is the decoration, what's the furniture, what's the carpet like, how this person looks like, what sort of a dress this person has been wearing. So they are not focused, their eyes are going here and there, eccentric. When we are soul conscious, we have self-worth. When we are body conscious, we want recognition. Everybody should say, hello, how are you, om shanti, etc. When people are body conscious, they waste their time, money and energy on the body. They go to beauty parlor, spend time, money, and every function they have to go to beauty parlor, get their hair dressed. Even in India, no, Navratri comes and you will say whether males, females, all they go to beauty parlor. Some of them, they get lots of tattoos on their body, have special dress made, makeup, etc. So they try to get attention by their up-to-date dress, makeup, and to that extent they go for plastic surgery to reduce their weight, to have their features in a particular way. Some want Chinese eyes, Chinese want Indian eyes, some want blue color of their eyes, and some people will want brown color of their eyes and that sort of a thing, no? Eyebrows and all sorts of things. You know better than me. So when people are soul conscious, they are confident. Body conscious are shy and nervous, no? When they have to speak, they become nervous. Public speaking, they become nervous. Soul conscious people are not worried about what people will think about me. Whereas body conscious, if I wear this dress, what people will think? Is it matching or not? Will people like it or not? No, not whether I like it or not, but whether people will appreciate it or not. soul conscious are cheerful. Body conscious, they laugh and joke. There was one brother giving a speech, and he was laughing now and again, and I couldn't understand why he's laughing. So at the end of the talk, I asked, "Why were you laughing so much?" He says, "I was nervous." So when people are body conscious, they are nervous, and they laugh unnecessarily. So body conscious people try to impress other people. Soul conscious are content. Body conscious, as you might be knowing, you know, some people, they want to reduce the weight. So what they will do is, either they won't eat, or eat and vomit out. So they deprive themselves of this food. So body conscious keep on gossiping. Soul conscious churn yarn, introvert. They are not interested in what others are doing. So naturally, body conscious will waste their time, money, energy, thoughts, everything. So I have to check in my chart how much time, money, energy I am wasting on my body, looking at myself. The second vice is ego, and opposite is humility or egolessness. The virtue is humility. So those who are egoistic, they have superiority complex. They keep on talking about, "I'm this, I'm beautiful, I'm healthy, I'm wealthy, I'm manager, etc. I'm from high caste." In India, they will think about their caste and say, "Oh, I belong to high caste, Brahmin class, etc." So that is superiority complex. Whereas humble people, they will talk about, "Oh, Baba has bestowed me with good health or wealth or whatever they will have." They'll say, "Baba has bestowed to me." So they offer everything to Baba. So those who are humble, they respect others. And those who have ego, they will disrespect others. "You are hopeless, you don't know anything, told you so many times and still you are doing like this." So they will try to disrespect and insult others. So egoistic people, they will have false mask or facade. Externally, they will start to show they are great. Internally, they won't be feeling so great. whereas humble people, honest. If they don't know, they'll say, oh, I don't know. Egoistic will be sarcastic, teasing, taunting others. And they will be self-centered. They want everything for themselves. They don't worry about others. Whereas humble people, they are generous. They keep on giving whatever they have got. Egoistic people think, okay, only I can do. So everywhere they will put themselves in front. All the time they will come on the stage. Whereas humble will give chance to others. They will say, you first. Egoistic people will be authoritative. Speak with authority. Whereas humble people will be sensitive to the feeling of others. Respect others. Not hurt other people. Not putting people down. Egoistic people will impose their own ideas. This is what I think and it is to be done. Whereas egoless people, they will suggest their ideas. Egoistic people will be bossy. Whereas others will give their ideas, but then have a child and master stage. When it is time to give the idea, they will give idea. When it is time to obey the decision of everybody, they will be ready to mold. Egoistic will be critical, sarcastic. Whereas egoless people, they will encourage others. They say, okay, you haven't done this, no, but you can do it. Just as we say, okay, it's all right. Take time, you will be able to do it. Not worry to be perfect in one day. Take your time. We will say, okay, take your time and you will be able to do. Then, next big vices is sex lust. Because that is our greatest enemy. So, the subtle form of lust is attraction. We are attracted by beautiful people, beautiful things. Not only human beings, but attraction to be anything. Material things, buildings, diary, mobile phone, whatever it is. Attracted. Wonderful, no? The eyes become like this. Wonderful. Wow. The second step is impressed. Impressed by their beauty. The next step is desire. I should have it. First the eyes are impressed, then there is a desire. I should have it. Then familiarity. Spending a lot of time together. Enjoy the company of someone in particular. Now usually we say, our main friend is Baba, our main enemy is Ravana. No one else is our enemy. All others are our brothers and sisters, isn't it? So if there is any good news, bad news, what we should do is first tell to Baba. But when we are familiar, as soon as there is good news, let me ring my friend. So first that friend. So comforter of heart is that friend, not Baba. If there is bad news, that friend. So that's where we have to see the comforter of heart should be Baba and not that person. And we should be more talking to Baba, not with individual. Not whole day, hello, how are you, what are you doing, what did you eat, where are you going, whom do you meet today? How was the day in your office, etc. Love for name and form. When we have love for Baba, we have Baba's picture, Baba's form in front of us. Dot, point of light. But when we have love and form for one individual, then what will happen? That individual face comes in front of us all the time. And we chant the name of that person. In bhakti, we used to chant Ram 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 or Shiva 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 or Krishna Krishna Krishna. Now this person will say, oh, James told me like this today, James did like this, or whoever is the friend, whatever the friend's name is, girlfriend or boyfriend, they will say, oh, he did like this, he told me like this, he's dressed like this, he's doing like this, etc. So whole day thinking and talking about that person. So when you think of that person's picture come in front of you, form comes in front of you, and you talk or think about it, that name comes in front of you. So that's where we have to see, these are all subtle form. Kissing, hugging, sex is deep on a karmic level. But even on a thought level or word level, is this, that sort of a thing is that? That's impurity. And that's where we have to check throughout the day. Did I remember Baba more or my friends more? Next impurity is attachment. Attachment is usually dependency. Before Jnana, we were dependent on human beings, isn't it? Or we were attached to our material possessions, mobile phone, diary, even pen or car or whatever it is. We were attached to our material things or human beings. And when there is attachment, either we are dependent on them or we make them dependent. The mother will say, who will look after my children apart from me? So she thinks he is the only support to her children. And when there is attachment to partner, say, oh, you are husband, you are supposed to do this. You are wife, you are supposed to do this. So there is possessiveness. You are mine, and this is my job you are supposed to do. So there is possessiveness and dependency. So there is my-ness. My husband, my wife, my friend, my diary, my cushion, my bed, whatever it is. So with attachment we do favorite to that person. The mother, no, if she sees that this child, because mother may not be attached equal to all children. No? Some children she will be more attached. So she will keep special food for that person, child. She will give something special to that child. So there is giving favoritism. And if there is attachment, we don't let them go. If there is separation, so much sorrow. If there is sickness, sorrow. If there is death, don't even ask. For months and months there may be crying. I remember there was one mother in Mauritius. Her husband had left 11 years ago. But she had kept his wardrobe intact. So as soon as she will open the wardrobe, she will start crying. After 11 years. So there is that sort of attachment to husband and the possessions. So with attachment there is sorrow. And there is preferences. Next is greed. Opposite of attachment will be purity, detachment. Opposite of greed is contentment. So greedy person is never satisfied. There are desires, have more and more and more. So they are over-indulgent. If there is greed for food, if that is their favorite food, they will eat double the daily routine. If they don't like the food, they say, oh, I'm not hungry. They won't eat, they will eat half the food. And they will be storing all the things. No greedy person, if you see their store, full. Cupboard, full. Old dresses. Keep on buying new. Don't throw away old. So that possession will be a lot. And greedy people will be selfish. They will want everything for themselves. They won't be generous. They will be miser. When somebody comes for donation, if they give $5 out of a million, they'll think, oh, I have given so much. Or as soon as they see somebody has come for charity, they'll say, come on, go away from here. The owner is not there, master is not there in the home or office. So they want more all the time. Dissatisfied all the time, discontent all the time. So Baba has given us so many treasures. If we become subtle soul conscious, then we will be happy with having all these subtle treasures of knowledge, love, peace, etc. We don't want money and material possessions and new dresses and new car and new motorbike and all. Otherwise, as soon as we see somebody's new motor car or new motorbike, we'll say, oh, I should have that. Mine is old, I should have new one now. The next is anger, very common. I think most of us have anger. The subtle form of anger is irritation, upset. I heard once, I heard second time, so I got upset third time. I told once, it's all right. Second time, it's okay. But third time, I can't tolerate anymore. So they are intolerant, impatient. They are forceful. Because either they start on the table or on the ground of their foot. Forceful. They will walk out forcefully. Bang the door behind them. The subtle form is frustration. Argumentative. They keep on argumenting. And usually, ego leads to anger. With expectation unfulfilled, there is that anger. You have to do this, you haven't done this, so I got angry. And passive aggression. And that what we do is, if you don't like somebody, if you see they are coming this way, you go that way, the other side. So that you don't have to see them eye to eye, as if you have never seen them. Otherwise, you might have to say hello or Om Shanti. Go from other side, as if you haven't seen it. That is passive aggression. Next vice is carelessness. Opposite is careful. You know, our time, money, energy is very valuable. So we have to be careful about that. But the careless people, they are disorganized. So they are not only wasting their own time, but wasting everybody else's time. They tell you, okay, we are going at 7 o'clock and they are not ready until 7:15. Then they making excuse. Oh, I got delayed because so and so happened like this and that happened and all. So good excuse. Careless people take things for granted. I thought you might have done it. I was busy. You were around, so I thought you might have done it. So they think others will have to do their job. So careless people forget. Now, if you are careful, you won't forget. But if you are careless, you forget. So naturally, careless people, they waste their money extravagant. They don't budget their income. As soon as money comes in their hand, they start buying new things. So waste their thoughts, words, actions, time, energy. And they don't care for other people. I don't care. I spoke like that. What do I care whether they are hurt or not? Next is laziness. Opposite of zeal and enthusiasm. When people are not zealous and enthusiastic, they are lazy. So newness will help us to remain zealous and enthusiastic. So lazy people will say, oh, I'm tired. So they are irresponsible. They love comfort, keep on sitting in one place, comfort lovers. Keep on giving orders to others, they sit in one place. They are complacent. I will do, it will happen, sometimes it will happen. Next is jealousy. We should be appreciating other people's speciality. Because Baba has got every soul as a special soul. So Baba usually appreciates everybody's speciality. But someone who doesn't have self-respect, they will be jealous. Because they are not good enough others, no? They keep on comparing themselves with others. And if they are not good enough, they will be jealous. So it is because of lack of self-esteem. They have competitive nature. they have competition, no, with others, but if they are not competent enough, they are jealous about that. And they feel insecure. The final vice is hatred and animosity. So those who have hatred or animosity, what they do is, if somebody is praising them, they'll say, oh, you don't know. So they will point out their weaknesses and say, oh, they've got this weakness, that weakness, etc. So, in Australia we call tall poppy syndrome. So, or in Philippines they call crab mentality. What crabs do is, if they see other crabs going up, they will pull them down. So this way, if somebody is rising up, they will pull them down. So they try to take revenge in one way or another. So they may not really hit somebody. That is at action level. But then at verbal level, they will be abusing, defaming, and taking the law in their own hand, because we know that Baba is the ultimate judge. Whoever is doing wrong, Baba will give punishment. Or in a Lokic situation, if someone commits accident and hits someone or kills someone, the case is filed, naturally that driver will be punished. But in India, what they do, you know, as soon as they see that accident has happened and somebody has died, a crowd will get together and kill that driver on the spot, or at least hit him so hard that he can't even walk. So they take law in their own hand, take revenge rather than going to the court. And Baba says, if somebody has fallen, what you have to do is have mercy and grab their hand and pull them up rather than hit them hard. So that's how we find that sometimes at action level we may stop, but at thought and word level, we haven't conquered our subtle vices. So if we know which are the subtle vices, we can check them. And Baba has given us opposite qualities, virtues. What we need to do is fill ourselves with opposite virtues. And naturally, our negative traits of personality will finish. So, not to feel frustrated with our own weaknesses. We have to do both, see our specialities, know our weaknesses also. With specialities, we should not have ego that, oh, I am special so. Mama knew that she is going to be Lakshmi, But she never had ego. She kept on making efforts. That's why Baba told right from beginning, you are going to become Lakshmi. So she never had ego. And so with speciality we should say, oh Baba, you have bestowed me with this speciality. And with weakness also, we should say, Baba, I'm sure you will help me to overcome this. So we should not feel frustrated with ourselves, nor allow ego. But with yoga and jnana, we must keep on making efforts so that we reach our complete viceless stage. As Baba says, number one victory is over our all weaknesses. Om Shanti. So now you will have your